You've got questions? Andrew Mason has the answers. This is Mason's Mailbag, presented by Prime Sport.
It's on to Jacksonville, week 13 of the NFL season. The Broncos have a big game coming up before we head off to Northeast Florida for the game. Let's check out the mailbag. I'm Andrew Mason. Thanks, as always, for joining me. Let's dive in with a question about Darian Stewart, who re-signed last Saturday. With us locking up Stewart, who are the next few priorities and in what order? Of course, getting Stewart done was a big deal, and it continues a recent trend the Broncos have had of locking up defensive starters in the regular season. They did it with Chris Harris Jr. in 2014. Derek Wolfe actually wasn't a regular season guy, pardon me. He was a playoff re-signing in January of 2016. But, going forward, looking next year at free agency, it's interesting. Sylvester Williams, he's due to hit the market. Vance Walker, let's not forget about him. Broncos had big plans for him this year. He's going to be under unrestricted free agent. We'll see what happens with the future plans of DeMarcus Ware. Of course, he had a three-year deal. The Broncos restructured it last March, but he's coming at the end. I think it's going to be interesting to see what happens with him, whether they try to get something done or maybe Ware does decide to retire. That's something that's going to be an off-season point of discussion. Don't forget about restricted free agents as well, the two key guys, Todd Davis and kicker Brandon McManus. We got some exclusive rights guys as well, but those are the priorities, and I think you'll see the Broncos have some room to be active, shore up some positions. So, it's not like last year where you're looking at Von Miller, perhaps the best defensive player in the game, but there are some priorities going forward for the Broncos to get done as the offseason nears. This second question from Sean Over asks, the road to Super Bowl 51 is looking bleak. Do the Broncos have a realistic chance of a repeat? Well, I think a lot of that's going to depend on what happens this weekend. If they go down to Jacksonville and are upset by the Jaguars, it may be looking very tough for them to get into the playoffs. But as you're looking at things now, the Broncos, they have this two-game swing against Jacksonville and Tennessee, then a very tough three-game stretch to end, New England at Kansas City, Oakland. But two of those three are at home. New England is going to be without Rob Gronkowski for the next 8 weeks, according to reports, because of surgery. So that makes things quite wide open, I think. And the other thing you have to look at is how the Broncos are constructed. It's a defense-first team, and if they can find a way to get some offensive balance, get the running game going, of course, they're still hoping to have C.J. Anderson potentially back for a postseason run. If they can get that going and whoever's at quarterback, be it Trevor Siemian or Paxton Lynch, can trust Demaryius Thomas and Emmanuel Sanders to make plays on 50-50 balls downfield, to know that you don't need a big window to get them the ball and make plays, then you're looking at a team that actually has an equation and do well in the postseason. If you look at the teams that have gone in New England over the years and beaten the Patriots in Foxborough, it's teams that had balanced offenses and had pressure-intensive defenses. The Broncos can get a little bit more out of their offense. They would fit that template of the type of team that could go into Foxborough and beat the Patriots. And if you've got the kind of template to win there, then you're probably good to win anywhere. So the playoffs, they're starting to look wide open right now. I think the key for the Broncos in the next 5 weeks, it's real simple. Just do what it takes to get in. Don't worry about the seeding. Don't worry about winning the AFC West or if you're number five or number six. Just get in it. If they do that, then I think they'll be positioned to make a run. Thanks for your questions, and if you want it on next week's mailbag before the Tennessee game, go to denverbroncos.com/Mason's Mailbag or find me on Twitter. I'm at Mace Denver and use the hashtag AskMace. Until next week, take care, and thanks for watching.